Public questions. Oh, I should have also said right at the beginning, please turn your mobile phones to silent, if you would. Mr. Ray Green.
Hello, my name is Ray Green. I live in West Harrow. My question concerns the proposal for 265 the Ridgeway. The developers proposed car parking at a ratio of 0.4 per dwelling and claim to have done research to satisfy themselves that car usage would be minimal. They propose providing 300 secure bicycle spaces at a ratio of 1.5 per dwelling. However, no estimate is provided at all of likely cycle use for commuting, etc. Before this flawed application receives further consideration, will the council insist that the developers provide evidence in the unlikely event that such evidence exists, why they think cycling will form such an important part of daily transport movements for the new residents? I just mentioned I've been a member of Cycling Club for 60 years, 40 years the Kenton Cycling Club in Harrow, and I'm aware of just how little cycling goes on in Harrow. It's absolutely minimal. Why that is, I have no idea, but it's a fact. As a cyclist, I notice it. West Harrow Station, near where I live, if there's two bikes parked, chained to the railing outside the station, it's unusual. Normally, there's just one. Yet, they're saying 300 cycling, implying in some bizarre way that the people who live in this development would all cycle to work. It's nonsense, frankly.
Okay. Referring to the car parking, first of all, whenever we get a development of this scale, we ask the developers and the applicants for the planning application to provide us with a full transport impact assessment. And it is required as part of the planning process. It's not an add-on. This will provide us with evidence of the potential transport impacts of such a development. The transport impact assessment is then considered by our highways team, and should the highways authority consider it to be acceptable, consideration will also be given to mitigation measures should these be deemed necessary. Referring to cycle parking, I quite agree with you that there is not enough cycle usage in the borough. We've been trying for many years to increase the amount of cycle usage there is. The London plan, which is produced by the mayor, and there's a new version imminently coming out in the next 3 months or so, sets the level at which they believe the provision for cycle parking should be made in each development. And that will, I hope, prevent the increase in traffic and in car usage in the borough, and at the same time try to encourage people to use walking and cycling and other forms of transport, which of course not only saves the problems of car transport and congestion, but it also increases the health of those that are doing it. So I don't believe that there's anything wrong with having 300 bicycle spaces in any development, and I would like to see more bicycle spaces and less car spaces. Do you have a supplementary?
All that in an ideal world would make sense, but in practice it won't happen. Having the cycle spaces doesn't get people onto bikes, and there's been a lot of big development in Central Harrow. Presumably they've been persuaded to provide this amazing ratio of car parking spaces, of cycles parking spaces. Has anybody been to have a look to see how many actual cycles are in these cycle parking spaces? Because I suspect there'll be none or next to none. So just providing the spaces doesn't take cars off the road. Getting people on bikes is what does that. And you've tried in Harrow, and I can tell you, you've failed. Cycle commuting in Harrow is virtually non-existent, and I can think of no reason why that will change, and providing cycle parking spaces at this ratio certainly won't make any difference. Thank you.
Yep. Well, I take on board what your comments, but I wouldn't like to see the developers reduce the number of cycle spaces on any development. I'd like to see them increase rather than decrease.